This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A third Dun Dun Noodle opens, this one in Suburban Square.
We were planning this for like the past, 2 years already?
Yeah, 2 years.
But pandemic hit. We weren't sure if this is a doable thing. And we actually worked through the pandemic. We actually got busier because everybody else was closed and we are the only one that's open. So a lot of people discover us during pandemic. And after that, we have like more confidence.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznet at Suburban Square. I'm at 30 Parking Plaza at the brand new Dun Dun Ardmore. There are three locations. This is the third. We've got Rittenhouse, Wayne, and now Suburban Square in Ardmore. And I'm with Kat and Kevin Huang, who are the owners. So let's start with, for people that might not have been following you with the other two locations, what is the origin of Dun Dun?
We specialize in Sichuan and Taiwanese cuisines.
What does Dun Dun mean?
It's a noodle. It's a name of the noodle. So in the old time, people carry the wooden Dun to the market and sell noodles. So that's why we name our restaurant Dun Dun.
You're highlighting the noodle?
Yeah, the noodle. It's a tradition.
And you're in a really beautiful location. Do you want to tell me about the space?
He's more the design guy. I'm more, you know.
All right, Kevin's a design guy.
So we already worked with this architect in the past, you know, two restaurants. The company is called Strata. It's located in Old City. And we've been working with them for the past two restaurants. So the experience is getting better and better.
We have a sunroom with a glass window, glass door around it with a lot of lights and plants and a lot of private, like, booth.
This is like the centerpiece, the sunroom.
Yeah. And Spire is the one who built this for us, the contracting company, and they did a great job.
Yeah, with the sliding glass doors.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure this was here, right?
Yeah, this was here, but it was a waste before. It was an entryway for the other restaurant, but we kind of want to make it like a private dining room with all the lights, you know, feel like you're outside.
So what was this before?
It's called Parlor, and that's pizza restaurant. I think they were very popular in the area.
Were you supposed to, I know that you've been under construction for a while, were you supposed to open, I mean, earlier in the pandemic? I can't say, but during the pandemic, because we're still in it.
Yeah, I know, because we were planning this for like the past, 2 years already?
Yeah, 2 years.
But pandemic hit. We weren't sure if this is a doable thing, and we actually worked through the pandemic. We actually got busier because everybody else was closed and we are the only one that's open. So a lot of people discover us during pandemic. And after that, we have like more confidence, you know, we think we can do this. And then we go ahead and did it.
So you decided to open.
Yeah.
Were you waiting for construction?
Construction, yeah. I think we're waiting for everything, like the construction, the, you know, inspections and finding people, which is the hardest right now. We are working with half of the staff right now. So it's a challenge for us.
Yeah, tell me about that, because I understand that you're having a grand opening on Saturday, but you're a little nervous.
Yeah, pretty nervous, because we have a soft opening right now, and we can't, like, believe we have so many people that's, like waiting for us to open, and it was really, really busy on the weekend. And I want to have customer like comes in and be happy about, you know,
good experience to dine in and enjoy the food, and then a good beginning.
With understaffed, it makes it harder.
And you're having a lion dance on Saturday.
Yes, 5:30 on Saturday, September the 18th.
Tell me about the tradition of the lion dance.
Generally, it's a good luck because the lion is luck for the, you know, Chinese. And I think in the courtyard, if a lot of family come to join on the weekend, they will enjoy this lion dance.
Is this the type of dance that people traditionally associate with the New Year?
Yes, New Year. We do that New Year. And with red envelope too, we'll give the lion a red envelope in the end for good luck.
For good luck and good fortune.
Yeah. So it's a tradition activity. So I think it will be good idea to show it to people around here. We were trying to combine both Asian and, you know, maybe more Western, but kind of like higher class, like material.
It looks very modern.
Yeah, the modern and, you know, like, you know, because the pattern of the chair is more like Asian and the wallpaper is like Asian, but the whole style is like really comfortable and I would say romantic at night.
So. Good date place?
Yeah, definitely. I think this will, yeah, because there are a lot of private tables. And this lantern actually is in all three of our restaurants, our signature. It started from Rittenhouse and Wang and here.
The lantern in this beautiful room.
Yeah.
You only have that here?
Yeah, only here.
It's split up into three spaces.
Yeah, we have a full bar and also this party room with a glass door, glass window, and the main dining room.
So tell me about the food. Let's go through the menu.
Oh, the menu. We have maybe 100 items on the menu. And the Sichuan style food is about flavors. So each of our dish are different. It's not sauce food. Like Americanized Chinese restaurant, you have one sauce and you just put different vegetable and protein in it and make a dish. Here is very specialized and each dish has different ingredient and all of them has different flavor.
What are some of the standouts?
Well, the dandan noodle, of course, everybody loved. And we have a lot of thing like our dry pot dish, our aromatic pot dish, and dry pepper dish, and we have like whole fish. We debone it, but the presentation is great for party, and we are family style, so we encourage people to order together, family style, so each share instead of you have your own entree. Usually you always like somebody else's entree better, so that's one way to experience like a family style.
Yeah, you go to the restaurant and you go, oh, I think your dish is better than mine.
Yeah, it's always the case. So we encourage family style. And a lot of time, like, because in Chinese style, everything just come out as it ready because our wok is really hot. And we like to serve our food steaming hot. So a lot of time in like American style restaurant, you sit the food because it could sit and then bring out the food. Our food comes out as ready. So a lot of people are not used to that kind of cooking style, but because our food needs to be hot, so we just bring it out as it's ready. It's a little bit different.
And is that doing well during the pandemic? Sharing the food, sharing the bowls.
Well,
I mean, you're not eating from the bowls,
obviously. No, there's always a spoon, I guess, so it's not a big problem for us. And we actually do a lot of takeout too because our food travels very well.
Yeah.
So that's why we survived through the pandemic so well.
Tell me about the difference between American Chinese food and traditional Chinese food.
American Chinese food, I will say like sweet and sour chicken, general salt chicken, there's a lot of sugar involved.
You know, each dish have their own flavor.
Yeah.
So we don't cook with the sauce. Kind of like, you know, I think traditional, you know, American Chinese food, they have like black sauce for one good section of the food, the dish, and then they have a light sauce for the other one. But it's the same sauce, but with a different ingredient. But ours is, we have a very special spice and cooking method for each dish.
When you try like American Chinese food, are you like, what is this?
I will tell you, I have never seen fortune cookie in my life until I came to the United States.
General Tso chicken, sweet and sour chicken, we never experienced in the Asia. So until here, right? And then the first time I dined through the takeout place with the American Chinese food, and I said, what is this? So we can't imagine what it is until you eat it. I said, why is it so sweet? So that's kind of like different experience. experience.
What are some of the most popular dishes through, you have three restaurants now, so some of the ones that people really love?
I mean, people always order dandan noodle.
I would say our menu is really big, so, you know, people really enjoy so many different dishes. And also, I think is that's kind of good, because every time you come, you know, you try 2-3 dish for 2-3 times, you can always find something in different section with the protein and vegetable.
How many times do you think you have to come to try the whole menu?
Oh, a good year.
Yeah.
At least. Yeah, it's we have a lot of dishes, and a lot of people come in for the same thing. One time, I actually pretend I made a mistake for this guy who's been coming for like 2-3 months. I just, it's a mistake, and I gave him a different dish. And he was like, oh, I love it. I was like, you should try different things, you know? Because we really have a lot of things that, and we a lot of time we're like, well, our menu is really big, let's take something that's not popular out of the menu, and we can't find a single dish that nobody buys. Everything everybody buys, it's just fun. So
the chef has to learn it all.
Yeah, they do. I mean, my chefs are very experienced.
We also have for the Chinese New Year, we also come out the 10 courses or 8 courses
special
for the Chinese New Year.
So I understand now is what, Mid-Autumn Festival?
Yes. But, you know, here we don't generally celebrate.
But we do get a lot of Asian crowd, like Chinese people that celebrate with. Our restaurant is very diverse. Funny thing is, we have Saturday and Sunday morning, the whole restaurant is packed with Chinese people, right? And then Saturday and Friday night is all, like, American. And after 8 o'clock is more, like, Indian, because they eat late. So our restaurant is... it's very diverse, and almost everybody likes it.
A full bar, right?
Yeah, we have a full bar and a lot of Asian influence
cocktails
like ginger syrup. We juice that in-house.
And we also use a lot of Chinese ingredient into our specialty cocktail, like a 5 spice, peppercorn, chili oil, and the ginger. And sometimes we also put the pickled chili peppers into our cocktail drinks.
Are the bartenders ever running into the kitchen? Hey, I need that ingredient. Hold on.
One just went in for turmeric. And the chef was like, oh, you're not giving so much turmeric to customer. We're like, no, this is for a drink. We have turmeric coffee and turmeric beverages too. Yeah, so that's why. Yeah, we use a lot of kitchen ingredients.
So what would you say are the top three, like, must-have ingredients in your type of cuisine?
Peppercorn. Chili oil we use a lot, but chili oil is with like maybe 100 different kind of pepper. So our chili oil has a very unique flavor and very deep flavor than the ones you buy from grocery store, because it was cooked in a big pot with 100 more spice. And I would say garlic and ginger. Soy sauce?
Broccoli sauce.
Broccoli sauce?
Yeah. So we have imported the broccoli sauce from, you know, Sichuan in China. So it's very original and traditional, you know, sauce.
We also have a lot of vegetarian dishes that's on the menu. And we can also make most of our dishes gluten-free too. Yeah, so it's good for, you know, vegetarian, gluten-free, vegan, you know.
Yeah. So... You've had a soft opening, and now with your grand opening, do you want to talk about being a little nervous? Because this is a problem that's been going on through all the restaurants, not just yours, this worker shortage.
Yeah, I was a packer last weekend. I was running in and out packing, and then yesterday I was the host. I guess tonight I might be a bartender. I don't know what we can't find anybody. We're running with half of the staff. Yeah, it's a big problem, you know, because my job is usually walking around and drinking my wine and talking to people. Now I'm running around with my flats and working hard, and people are like, they're not used to me doing that. But that's what we're doing, and just nobody is coming for interview.
So what message do you want to give the customers?
Please be a little bit forgiving and patient with us. We are trying our best to make it happen and to bring the best service and best quality of food that we can. It might take a little bit of time, but I know we'll get there. Just, you know, bear with us.
This is a large space. How many seats are there approximately?
We probably have around 100 seats indoor, about 30 seats outdoor.
So are you limiting the seating to how many people you can serve? Is it based on your servers?
Yes. Also based on the kitchen's output, you know, because our food is not really pricey and it's very good for a family meal. So, yeah, our takeout also very busy too.
Yeah.
So we kind of like want to limit it, what we can do the best.
So do you also have a shortage in the back?
Yeah. Yes.
Half of the kitchen, two chefs has to cook for like four chef volume. And a lot of time people look at inside, maybe there's empty seats, but the amount of takeout we're putting out is maybe more than what you see inside the dining room. So yeah, a lot of unseen things that, you know, people might be like, oh, there's empty seat, why can't we sit down? We just don't have enough manpower to make sure everybody's happy right now.
You want to do a good job, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. That's good to know. I think people don't really realize that when they walk in and they see it, and they're like, oh, we want to sit.
I mean, I don't blame anybody for thinking that, because when I go to a restaurant, I would be thinking, oh, I want to sit at that table. Why didn't they let me sit there? It's just there are a lot of things that's, you know, inside of a restaurant that people don't see. Even myself made the same mistake, so I don't think they're wrong, you know, for thinking that.
What are you most looking forward to this year? Now that your grand opening is this weekend and your restaurant is done.
Yeah, we just wanted it to run smooth and bring a different cuisine in this area, because I think this area is missing like a good Sichuan Taiwanese cuisine. We just want to bring this to this area, because I really, you know, after a week of soft opening, I really love this area. I love the people here. I love the environment. I think we love this community.
And you have a nice outdoor space.
Yeah, everybody wants to sit outside. It's very funny. Yeah. And I actually, another thing is, a lot of people from Ardmore actually go to my Wayne location to pick up food or eat there. So I want to bring it here so they can just walk here.
This is why you opened here?
Yeah, because a lot of people was asking me, when are you coming to Ardmore? You know, and I was like, yeah, I'm coming. That's a good idea, because this is a middle of both of my location. So that makes our kind of complete our, you know, restaurant.
So you got the moral of this, you have to ask for the location you want. Ask the owner.
Yeah, they all asked me to open here.
And you listened.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, I think it's a very good idea.
Well, congratulations to both of you. Kevin, what are you looking forward to this year?
I wish I would get more sleep.
Kevin and Kat Huang, they opened Dan Dan at Suburban Square in Ardmore. The GPS address is 30 Parking Plaza. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.